Jodie. It was the first word I ever said. Most babies list Mama or Dada or Drinky or Teddy. Maybe everyone names the things they love best. I said Jodie, my sister. Okay, I said Dodie because I couldn't say my J's properly, but I knew what I meant. I said her name first every morning. Jodie, Jodie, wake up, please wake up. She was hopeless in the mornings. I always woke up early, 6 o'clock, sometimes even earlier. When I was little, I'd delve around my bed to find my 3 nighttime teddies and take them for a dawn trek up and down my duvet. I put my knees up and they'd clamber up the mountain and then slide down. Then they'd burrow back to base camp and tuck into their pretend porridge for breakfast. I wasn't allowed to eat anything so early. I wasn't even allowed to get up. I was fine once I could read. Sometimes I got through a whole book before the alarm went off. Then I'd lie staring at the ceiling, making up my own stories. I'd wait as long as I could, and then I'd climb into Jodie's bed and whisper her name, give her a little shake, and start telling her the new story. They were always about 2 sisters. They went through an old wardrobe into a magic land, or they went to stage school and became famous actresses, or they went to a ball in beautiful long dresses and danced in glass slippers. It was always hard to get Jodie to wake up properly. It was as if she'd fallen down a long dark tunnel in the night. It took her ages to crawl back to the surface. But eventually she'd open one eye and her arm went round me automatically. I'd cuddle up and carry on telling her the story. I had to keep nudging her and saying, "You are still awake, aren't you, Jodie?"